Hi, this is Phil. Honored to speak with you this
morning. You too, Phil. Where are you?
I'm in Salt Lake City.
Okay, sure.
Uh-huh. I have a strange situation I wanted to get your opinion
on. Okay, what's up?
When I was a child, about 6 or 7, I started having some reoccurring nightmares about a woman dressed in a plaid skirt and a cream blouse, but I could never see her face, the features on her face or anything. But it was a few years later that I discovered that my brother was having the same reoccurring nightmares. And the nightmares, not only would they take place during the night when you were sleeping, but when you were awake, the distortion of reality was continuing throughout the day. The way that people would talk to you, everything was changed, how far away people looked, and so on. My brother and I know exactly what we're talking about. It's really hard to describe.
No, I understand, but almost like things were out of kilter by a bit?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And for years, we could never figure out what this lady was trying to figure out, and or what she was trying to tell us. And we didn't know if maybe it was somebody who was dead who was trying to communicate to us, but she would never talk to us. She was always very angry. And it seemed like she was always trying to get to me or my brother or whoever it was. A few months ago, I was talking with my cousin. She lived on the other side of the duplex in this home where these nightmares were happening. And she was telling me about how when we lived in that duplex, she would see a ghost. She would see this old woman in the duplex off and on. And she never wanted to tell anybody because she thought we'd all think she was crazy and whatever. But the way that she described this woman fit so perfectly into the way I saw the woman in my dreams and my brother saw the woman in our dreams. And so I didn't know if somehow this lady who is a ghost of some sort is able to get to us through our dreams, or if perhaps it's somebody was talking about the old hag.
Yeah, but she doesn't come across as an old hag. I mean, nobody's ever mentioned the old hag in a plaid skirt, for example.
Oh, okay.
So let's rule her out. Coming to you in your dream state, very possible.
Right.
The question is who and why.
Right. And we don't live in that house anymore, so those answers can't be given, basically. You know, I can't go back there.
Right. And I assume everything has stopped now?
It has. It's all stopped now.
Yeah.
So is that probably what it was?
There was a message somewhere.
But she would never talk to us. Like, and that was another weird thing. Is my cousin, she's like, she asked me, she goes, did it seem like she had a headache all the time? And that's exactly how she acted. It was like an old lady. She was always upset, you know, the kids are being too loud kind of a thing.
Yeah.
That was her attitude. Very angry. Almost like she had a headache. And that was the feeling that would live with you while I was having these nightmares. I mean, it was horrible when I was a kid. It was terrible.
Well, I'm glad it's not around anymore.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. It's just interesting to try and find out what on earth it meant, and it's kind of interesting to think, oh, well, maybe it was a ghost, because I mean that was kind of like almost an answer. It was like, oh, yeah, it really could have been that.
Well, in the fact that your brother was getting the same symptoms,
oh, yeah,
the same
that
feelings,
really
that's something.
Wild.
Yeah, I mean, that there's your testimony. If you were in court, you'd have two witnesses.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Absolutely. So. All right, thanks for the story.
Hey, thank you.
Appreciate it.